Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
Show, college football championship weekend this past weekend was absolute money. Look, I'll be honest with you, man. It snuck up on me a little bit. I didn't realize until late last week that we had the Pac-12 championship was going to be on Friday night. So I'm going to be honest with you, man. We got a little triple header, Friday night football, Saturday all day, and Sunday all day with the NFL. But it started out Friday night, Utah versus USC in the Pac-12 championship. Utah was sitting at 11. USC was sitting at number 4. USC was playing for, obviously, a college football playoff berth. And Utah had already beaten them once earlier in the year. USC, that was. Their sole loss came at the hands of Utah. And I'm going to tell you, Show, this game one was in Vegas, so the crowd was absolutely berserk, right? Utah ends up mopping the floor with USC.
After trailing 17-3 to start the thing.
47-24, Utah wins over USC. Now, it's worth mentioning, this game was significantly impacted by some kind of leg injury. I'm sure they've announced by now. I have not circled back to see what exactly it was. But Caleb Williams, who I think with a decent ball game would have had the Heisman Trophy wrapped up, losing by 23 points to Utah in the Pac-12 championship, I think is going to end up hurting his Heisman chances. He may still win it, but something was wrong with his leg. And this is twofold. USC's offensive line has been trash all year long. They've struggled all year long. So his escapability, his ability to extend plays, not only was necessary because of his offensive line, but it's really where a lot of his production came from. He was getting comps drawn to Jalen Hurts' ability to run with the football, and in the second half, he flat out couldn't move. He just wouldn't even attempt to move. Anybody got close to him, he went down. So it was painful to watch USC and Caleb Williams get destroyed in the way in which they did, 47-24. And as we know, USC falls from 4, I believe, in the newest rankings.
10,
they fell all the way to 10, and they miss a chance to play in a Rose Bowl, miss an opportunity to get into the college football playoffs.
I understand, Caleb, the injury. And
sure.
But God, dog, man, their defense is so bad. And listen, we watch the Texans every week. That was the worst display of tackling I've seen. I said watched in anger that game.
Yeah, it's not good.
And they couldn't tackle worth a damn. I mean, big plays, struggled getting guys to the ground and looked like they had just never even been taught any kind of fundamentals of tackling. It was so, so bad. I mean, that game was 17-3. And at that point, you're like, they're about to run.
Right.
And they couldn't. And they couldn't hold through. And I got to be honest with you, now that we know how the playoffs are set, I mean, looking at their offensive line, and if Caleb is compromised at all, there would be some time. But Georgia would have beat the hell out of them boys. I mean, they wouldn't have been able to block any of those guys up front. That would have been a problem. So we probably get a better matchup with Ohio State. But it was so disappointing to watch USC just falter like
that. Utah ends up in the Rose Bowl, which is one of the coolest traditions ever. The winner of the Pac-12 obviously has handed out red roses, and they all got them in their mouth as they're getting in the trophy ceremony. And they catch Penn State in the Rose Bowl, and USC catches Tulane in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic in Dallas. I think that'll be an absolute torching of Tulane.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely, no question about it. I think USC absolutely torches them. The other championship games, Show, I think the game of the weekend for me was Kansas State. TCU, Kansas State 31, TCU 28. Kansas State really dominated that game and extended their lead to a two-score lead late And I'm going to tell you, Max Duggan, another Heisman hopeful. His team was down, and he brought them all the way back and tied it up 28-28 multiple times in the fourth quarter. Literally, he's on his knees trying to catch his breath. He just got the absolute hell beat out of him. And he ties it up, takes it into overtime. They go for it on fourth down inside the five-yard line. They run it twice, I believe, and didn't get it in, so they didn't score in overtime. K-State gets their possession in overtime. They kick a field goal. They win.
I cannot believe they didn't run a sneak.
I can't believe they didn't put it in the quarterback's hands and let him at least try to make one last play. But the shape he was in, he could even hardly run at certain times. He was so blowed. But anyway, Kansas State ends up winning 31-28 over TCU. The most beautiful thing the College Football Playoff Committee, I think, has ever done is they leave TCU at number three. Now, I think there's a reason behind this, but they leave TCU at number three, and they will play Michigan in the Fiesta Bowl 2-3. Number two, Michigan versus number three, TCU. K-State ended up having a hellacious year. They're catching Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. K-State, Alabama. Any interest there, Show?
Yeah.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.